8:33 in the morning here on Upfront. I'm Kat Brooks.
And I'm Brian Edwards-Tiegert. And now on to a really strange scandal that is playing out through at least three different police departments in the Bay Area. Right now, the police chief for Richmond, Bisa French, is on leave while there is an investigation into allegations that she and her husband, who is a police sergeant in Oakland, threatened a man who is now charged with pimping their 18-year-old relative. And they are separately accused of threatening his mother and using police holds on their young relative. There are now investigations inside the Vallejo Police Department where the man's mother allegedly got threatened. And in Oakland, where Police Chief Laron Armstrong is apparently under investigation for his communications with the Vallejo Police Chief about that incident. Joining us to try to untangle what's going on, Nate Gartrell, a reporter who covers crime, politics, and corruption in Contra Costa County for the Bay Area News Group. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nate, how did you first find out about this?
Basically just got a confidential tip and then was able to verify it pretty quickly because the restraining order request had been filed, and things just kind of traveled from there. It was basically a document hunt.
The restraining order request is from this unnamed 18-year-old relative trying to keep the police chief of Richmond and her husband, who is a sergeant in Oakland, away from her and the man that she identifies as her partner and is charged with being her pimp.
Yeah.
Do I have that right?
That's about the size of it. Yeah. Yeah. Everything you just said is accurate. And it's a real mess from a lot of angles.
Let's walk through the players. First of all, the 34-year-old who is now facing charges of pimping and pandering, Joe Goldman, what do we know about him?
There's a few things of note, I suppose. Obviously, according to court records, he has a prior conviction for human trafficking, which is, kind of raises the bar in terms of all this. According to both the relative and I believe Oakland police, they kind of start dating back in June and started seeing, and I guess they met through the relative's job at a local supermarket. And he's a Napa resident. He has a mother who lives in Vallejo, and I haven't checked in the last couple days, but the last time I checked, I believe on Friday or Saturday, Mr. Goldman was in the Santa Rita jail on a no bail hold because the police were able to secure and prosecutors were able to secure a no bail finding for the pimping and pandering charges, which would otherwise be, I forget what the bail schedule says in Alameda County, but something that is potentially attainable for a family, for somebody to reach. It's a pretty high number, if I remember right, but it's not, exorbitant like a murder bail or something like that. And also he has a few aliases, including the last name of Little John that is sometimes used in court records, and also Oho McNair is another alias. So that's sort of the basics on him.
So the allegations coming from the restraining order request filed by the 18-year-old relative, the narrative is he's not her pimp, he's her partner. Bisa and Lee French decided to take matters into their own hands, threatened his life, and physically restrained her. What is their side of that narrative as far as we know it?
You mean the French's side?
Yeah, exactly.
Basically, and this is all through their attorney, Michael Raines, who's, more or less the go-to attorney for police officers in the Bay Area. Really skilled lawyer, too. But from my conversations with him, it's basically that they were trying to save a relative from human trafficking, and that they were, desperate to to help her, and that they were, you know, essentially doing what responsible people would do in that horrible situation, and that they didn't cross any legal lines. And of course, it's worth noting the Chronicle did a follow up story a few days after our report came out that had a really important screw turn, which is that they, in their interview with Rains, he's mentioned that that the Frenches may have said something, you know, on the lines of "We're going to kick your butt if XYZ doesn't happen during the confrontation in Vallejo." But he insists that that's not of state law. You know, they didn't commit, you know, what's referred to as criminal threats, which, I mean, I thought it was a really big admission to say that, that yes, they did, you know, say something menacing or threatening to somebody, and to sort of just admit that right off the bat.
Kick your butt can be a... Yeah, kick your butt can be a figurative threat. We're going to kick your butt in court. We're going to kick your butt in public opinion. I mean, that's kind of debatable language. It's not an explicit threat of physical harm.
It is, but to say that is different than saying they didn't say anything. What the hell are you talking about? or something along those lines, mm-hmm. You know?
Right.
It's kind of like an argument justifying a comment as opposed to a flat-out denial, which, if that's sort of your starting point, it kind of raises a red flag. But everything you said is true. I mean, you can explain that one away, and it's a lot different than saying, like, I'm going to kill you or those lines.
Right. We should mention Michael Rains, the attorney representing them, is like the go-to for Bay Area police unions that are defending cops accused of assaulting people.
Yeah, I remember when I was still a journalism student and the Oscar Grant tragedy happened, I remember that John Burris and Michael Rains were used as police sources before they'd even been retained by the officer and by the family. I mean, there it's just sort of, you know, he's sort of the default choice for any police officer who finds himself or herself in hot water for any reason.
So where things stand now is that the Oakland Police Department found enough credibility to the pimping allegations to make an arrest. The Alameda County District Attorney, Nancy O'Malley, found enough credibility to pursue pimping and pandering charges against this man, Joe Goldman. And the judge who the request for a restraining order against Bisa and Lee French, the Richmond police chief and the Oakland police sergeant, did not on first pass grant the order. The judge has set that for a hearing on October 27th. Do I have like the state of play right?
Yeah, I believe it's the hearing's on the 25th, but yeah, that's about the size of it. So, the judge wrote that because in the restraining order request is very lengthy. It's like a 3 or 4 page narrative, you know, with several hundred words where all these allegations of abuse and, you know, and threats and things like that are laid out. But the relative also mentions that, basically offers sort of a blanket denial of, he's not abusing me or he's not trafficking me. I think both those things get said. And the judge saw that and I think decided, you know, hey, if there's allegations that this person's a victim of a crime, you know, needs to be a court hearing to just sort out exactly what's going on. And that's very, you know, with restraining orders, they're either tentatively granted or tentatively denied, or I think sometimes they can be granted without a hearing, but it's normal for the hearing. And also another point that's worth mentioning is when the restraining order request was filed, the relative was, you know, I think roughly 1,000 miles away in an out-of-state facility, which she later absconded from and ran away from. So I think that also might have been a factor in the judge's decision because, you know, obviously someone's hundreds of miles away. You know, the restraining order is kind of moot at that point in the sense of, you know, they're not going to be harassed, you know, probably by the person they're seeking to be subjected to the restraining order. And as far as the pimping and pandering case. It's pretty interesting. So the timeline is basically the relative absconded, left the facility, came back to the Bay Area on October 6th. On October 7th, she filed a restraining order request. That same day, the Oakland Police Department obtained a Ramey arrest warrant. And 4 days later, with the help of the U.S. Marshals and Richmond Police providing security, they arrested Mr. Goldman in Richmond, and the relative was present for that that arrest. And then he was charged with pimping and pandering. And the probable cause statement in that case is pretty lengthy, and it describes admissions by the relative, which she says in the restraining order request she made because she was afraid, and she didn't feel like the FBI agent and the Oakland police officer whom Bisa and Lee French called were listening to her. So she just told them what she wanted to hear, which, you can judge that justification however you want, but it's a big indicator that she's not going to be cooperative in court, at least not at this juncture. And then the other things that it mentions are, evidence of seeing the relative sort of, I think, in a what's called a high prostitution area and things like that. But unless the relative cooperates and agrees to testify or is, compelled to testify and gives, usable testimony to a, to further the criminal case, I'd say that there are probably some potential hangups there. And, obviously the fact that he has priors and things like that makes it look really bad. But in terms of the evidence that can be brought forth in this case, I think it'd be difficult to get it all the way through to a jury trial if it goes there without the relative's cooperation on some level, even if that's, answering a subpoena and very reluctantly admitting to certain things.
So, like, regardless of whether he is clearly trafficking her or guilty of doing pimping and pandering, it's still not legal for the Richmond police chief and her husband to make death threats against him or threaten his mother or the other things that they're accused of doing in that restraining order request. So I want to get into like the interdepartmental politics. First of all, what do we know about the investigation into the Oakland police chief, Laron Armstrong's communication with the Vallejo?
Okay. So, first off, yeah, obviously I'm not aware of any part of the California Penal Code that says if you think your relative's being trafficked, you can go out and violate whatever law you want. So that's pretty basic, straightforward right there. Also, just generally speaking, if you're a police chief or even a police sergeant and, you're looking at a situation where you have a personal interest in the outcome of a police investigation that your employer's are heavily involved in, you need to be extremely careful just from an ethical standpoint and from a practical standpoint about how you involve yourself or not, even in a highly emotional situation. Being the chief of police is an enormous position of power, especially in the context of a criminal investigation that, your subordinates are potentially involved in. So, yeah, I mean, that's sort of what makes this a public issue is, to what degree was there interference in that investigation and how is that all going to play out? As far as the Oakland police stuff, so I had a weird experience where in the final, hour or so as I'm putting the story together, I had a conversation with a spokesman at OPD who I agreed to generally refer to as just, Oakland police said, which is probably pretty dumb on my part, but here we are. And he said initially, that there was the open an IA investigation. And I said, oh, so into Lee French. And I kind of got a negative response. And I said, okay, so what's the investigation about? And I was told, okay, it was about the communications between Laron Armstrong and Shawnee Williams, because Shawnee Williams, it's a Vallejo police chief, sent something to OPD chief Laron Armstrong, sort of tipping him off after this incident in Vallejo, which was on September 22nd. And then after I wrote in the story that the eye investigation was about their communications, I get a call from the spokesman to, quote, clarify. And then he told me that the investigation was into the allegations of wrongdoing against against Lee French, which, I mean, you know, we brushed on it before, but at this point there is, you know, an active investigation into both Bisa and Lee French regarding the allegations in Vallejo of threatening Goldman's mother and other relatives potentially. And at some point, probably soon, the Solano District Attorney is going to look at that and make a determination. So I'm chalking
wait,
so up
I just want to clarify this. So a person who you can't name, but who you think is speaking in an official capacity on behalf of the Oakland Police Department, in the space of a couple hours, changed the story from we're investigating the chief's communications to we're investigating what this sergeant actually did.
Yeah, that's about the size of it. And I mean, I don't know if it was a telephone game or if it was something else or what, but that's exactly what happened. So it was, you know, I mean, things like that do happen occasionally, obviously, pretty stressful situation from a reporter standpoint, especially when you're getting calls at like, you know, 10 o'clock at night after you've already put the story online. But yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Okay. But you haven't changed the story. Your story still reads it's an investigation into the chief's communications. So do you have reason to think that
we did change it based on that, because the only person who was telling me that there was an investigation into the communications was that spokesman. And I also heard that, you know, the means of communication they used was a Klutz teletype, which is kind of you know, it's like this massive chat system that all police in California have access to through the Klutz system, which is essentially a massive law enforcement database and communication service that they use to run license plates and people's, you know, warrant status and things like that. So it was, I just thought it was odd that instead of texting each other or emailing each other, they used an internal system that's a little bit harder to track. But, you know, that there you go.
I mean, there's an open question because police tend to close ranks around each other, right? Like whether they were communicating about how to either, suppress information about what happened or at least get out ahead of the story and put the best spin possible on it, right?
Well, I mean, you know, to that point, nobody started talking about this publicly until I found out about it and started kind of asking around. So, I think in this particular case, there's probably a hope that it would never come out, even though it might have been an unrealistic hope. I made inquiries to the Vallejo Police Department, and instead of getting a response, they just sort of put out a press release that was essentially a statement from the chief, through a spokesperson in written form, you know, denying that he'd done anything wrong, just saying he'd tipped off Oakland chief because it's his responsibility whenever there's a allegation of wrongdoing against an Oakland or an Oakland police employee or any employee of a police department for that matter to go tip off the administrators. So, yeah, I mean, is there sort of a PR battle being waged at this point? You know, yeah, probably. And also another point that's, you know, out there is according to the mayor of Richmond, Tom Butts, and the caveat here is that he's kind of been gunning for the city manager and appears to sort of have some sort of political feud with her. But according to Tom Butts, he and other city officials were told that Bisa French was on personal leave. And then after her, you know, involvement in this incident was reported, they got a second email from the city manager saying that she was on administrative leave. And the difference there is personal leave is something you can opt into, and administrative leave is something that you're put on, you know, typically pending some kind of investigation. So kind of a big difference. It's also unclear, you know, whether Bisa was ever on personal leave and whether an admin investigation started later or if it was, you know, a misrepresentation of the type of leave she was on or what. But it was, you know, if it was a misrepresentation, then the PR campaign was happening internally as well as, you know, publicly.
I want to briefly play out kind of a couple political scenarios because, like, inter-police politics are really opaque to me. You opened by saying you got turned onto this story by an anonymous tip. Do you know anything or can you discern anything about what police department or government entity the tip was coming from inside?
It wasn't anonymous. It was confidential. So, yeah,
confidential.
No,
excuse me.
I do know those things and I can't get into it, obviously. You know, I think, yeah, I think it's a pretty safe bet that there, you know, is headhunting for, you know, who the leaky faucet is right now. Of course, you know, when something's publicly filed in court records and the rumor mill starts buzzing, you know, really the source can be anybody.
Well, let me frame it another way. Who has beef with Richmond Police Chief Bisa French? Like, does she have an acrimonious relationship with the police union there?
I, you know, as far as I know, but I don't really know internal politics that well as far as things going behind the scene. I think a few months ago when there was a sort of efforts to defund the police in Richmond, which, you know, I thought there was a pretty united front there in terms of the messaging to try and stop that from happening. And, you know, frankly, it sounds weird, but sometimes reporters are the last to know about those kinds of internal feuds because a lot of times they're hidden so well.
Right, I mean, it is kind of important to know what motives people might have for tipping you or leaking to you.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, I think with something like this, you know, trying to be careful here, but, you know, it was sort of out there in the police rumor mill, I think, to the point that, you know, a lot of different agencies were privy to, including people that, you know, just kind of tip off reporters to, as far as I know, the person I heard it from didn't have a strong interest. You know, I think it was just kind of like, hey, did you hear about this kind of thing?
Got it. All right, we're going to leave it there with some question marks and a lot of to be continued. Nick Gartrell, thanks for your reporting. Thanks for speaking to us about it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Nick Gartrell covers crime, politics, and corruption in Contra Costa County for the Bay Area News Group. He was the first reporter to break the story of this strange and sprawling scandal that currently has the police chief of the Richmond Police Department on leave while she's under investigation over allegations that she and her husband, who is a sergeant in the Oakland Police Department, threatened a man who is now criminally charged with pimping and pandering an 18-year-old relative of theirs who has been unnamed in the reporting and court documents so far. There are separate investigations in Vallejo where the Frenches are alleged to have threatened this man's mother, and in the Oakland Police Department where it is unclear exactly what is being investigated, whether it is the conduct of Sergeant French or the communications of Police Chief Laron Armstrong with the head of the Vallejo Police Department. Whew! We'll see where it goes from there. Well, that does it for today's show. Upfront airs weekday mornings at 7 a.m. We post information about our topics and our guests online at kpfa.org, where you can also dig through our archives, subscribe to the show as a podcast, and connect to us on social media.